The battle that took place here was the first in history to be recorded in so much detail by so many soldiers.
The eyewitnesses tell stories of incredible bravery. They reveal what it was like to be a soldier at Waterloo. They make sense of the chaos of war.
Their stories will be my guide as I try to see the battle as they saw it at the time. And not just the fighting, but the waiting as well. On the night before the battle, the locals fled their villages as thousands of soldiers converged for the fight and wondered what tomorrow might bring. Private Tom Morris feared the worst, but his sergeant reassured him. "Tom," he said, "I'll tell you what it is. There is no shot made yet for either you or me. And it will be a sleepless night for the generals too."
So this is Wellington's headquarters?
Yeah, this is where he spent the night before the battle. And it would have looked pretty much like this, Sean, actually. I suspect it hasn't changed that much.
Wow, it's amazing to think he spent his last few hours in here, isn't it?
Yeah, and you see the picture behind you there of Wellington on Copenhagen, his horse, and that's pretty much how he would have looked all the way through the battle the following day. We know, he knows he's got a long day ahead of him in the battle tomorrow, so, you know, there's a lot of thinking going on, and he did most of it in this